Nolte, cancel culture targets Chris Pratt for not joining Avengers Biden fundraiser. By John Nolte on October 19, 2020. America's blacklisters ganged up on Chris Pratt over the weekend because he declined to join an Avengers fundraiser for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Actually, there are two things Pratt was attacked for: not attending the Biden fundraiser and being a Christian. Those two sins so angered the Twitter blacklisters, so infuriated the cancel culture, that for a time Pratt's name trended on Twitter. In their fevered minds, Pratt not openly supporting Joe Biden and being a Christian can only add up to two things: Pratt is a Trump supporter and Pratt hates homosexuals. So is all blue help. It also blew up with the help of a producer named Amy Berg, who tweeted out a poll asking which Chris had to go. The choice was between Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, Chris Evans, and Chris Pine. That this was an attack of Pratt became pretty clear when she later replaced Pratt with another actor and said, "This one is harder." The responses to Berg's tweet polls are teeming with hatred for Pratt due to nothing more than his personal faith and for choosing not to participate in the Avengers fundraiser. Stuff like this. One unverified Twitter account tweeted late Sunday night, "Damn it, I am literally just finding out that Chris Pratt is a Trump supporter and I am so messed up behind that." That tweet has so far received 48,000 likes. And as I write this, Twitter informs me 11.1K people are tweeting about this. Except, Pratt said he voted for Barack Obama in 2012 and has not expressed support for either of the 2020 presidential candidates. Pratt is open about his Christian faith, but has never, to my knowledge, expressed any unchristian or unkind thoughts about homosexuals. Quite the opposite, in fact. It should also be noted that the announcement about the Avengers fundraiser for Joe Biden is also missing the names Robert Downey Jr. and Jeremy Renner. 2 points. The first is that leftists are such fragile, cry-bully snowflakes. They cannot mentally or psychologically deal with the idea of a celebrity or actor disagreeing with their politics. Can you imagine the misery of living a neurotic and thin-skinned life where everything, absolutely everything, has to conform to your worldview or you fall apart? The second point is that the Hollywood blacklist is real and much worse than it ever was in the 1950s. Chris Pratt is under attack for something he didn't do, which was decline to openly support who he is supposed to support. Pratt's career and reputation are under attack because it is no longer enough to remain silent. You must now prove your fealty if you want to keep your job and position. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.